Materials, backed by companies with decades in the business and extensive experience working for St. Louis's leading businesses and homeowners. Cheap and fast may be okay for a cup of coffee and a donut, but it doesn't work for floor covering. For a list of contractors who will leave you with the assurance that you made the right decision, contact the Flooring Industry Council. Call 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org. When you need the same helpful advice you get from your neighbor, you need to visit your locally owned Ace Hardware store. Whether you need help with your paint project, everyday home repairs, advice on the best bird feed, or keeping your house warm this winter, now is the time to go to Ace. They have rock star parking, so you can get in and out without any hassle. They also carry those primo brands that you're looking for, from DeWalt to Craftsman to Clark & Kensington to Weber. So, remember, visit the helpful folks at your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware store, where it is just like going to your neighbors.
Hi, Pat Lavery here from Ace Hardware in the West End of Belleville. Please visit us in our store and let us help you turn your to-do list into a to-done list, or visit us online at acehardware.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6:30 till 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year three of the last 4 years. Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey, and the Big 550 KTRS.
Are we going to play that non-24 thing again for the 16th time today? Holy cow, twice in one break. You can't see me because it's radio. Okay, we get it.
Join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
We're full of chat and we're full of chips, and we think you'll get lots of
tuna burgers.
Oh, come on. Yeah. My goodness, Paul Harris. You know better.
Yeah, that was Paul Harvey.
What?
Oh, Harvey.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the January 15th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by American Equity Mortgage, the longest running advertiser on this show, 21 years plus and counting. We'll tell you what they do, how well they do it, and why you might want to consider trading bad debt for good debt. American Equity Mortgage will tell you as a homeowner how to do that. Welcome. Gather around. Relax. Slow down if you're driving. Get ready for a great joke. Here we go. At the control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, right now is a great time to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
I'd like to introduce Dan Strauss, who just got a new gig with a new band. What's the name of that band, Dan?
Southside Johnny.
Southside Johnny now has a new bass player, the one and only Dan Strauss. If you see that band playing anywhere, boy, be sure to get in wherever that is and heckle and boo Dan Strauss. He loves that when you do that. He's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security and does a wonderful job. We've never had any security issues since we've had him on board, and it's been many, many, many years. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
I didn't even know you played anything. Oh,
who's
you
that?
Don't.
What? Rat Boy says he just got in a band.
Really?
Yeah, he doesn't.
What do you play?
He doesn't play anything. He sings. Name Southside what?
Cheese.
Southside Cheese.
Oh. What a
sounds to me like he just stole the name just now from...
Interesting name?
Yeah, it doesn't... I don't know that... I don't get it, but hey, I don't get anything about the whole cheese thing. No. We're not supposed to. You hear that? You hear that music right there that you're listening to, that polka music? I dare you. You can't do it to find polka music that's equivalent to what you're hearing now. That's Clarence, the clarinet player. Ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Lipperst and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
The greatest. The greatest.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these radio stations now, it's like the something. The station is called 10-something-point-something.
The Edge.
The Edge.
Or something like that, yeah.
Yeah. I got an idea. We could be the Mail.
The
like
Mail?
Like a man station. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Mail. Am I on to something here?
Maybe.
Nah, who would do that?
People might think you're a station that talks about the post office.
You know what? That's right. They have to see it, and they think MAI. Okay, forget it. I'm not going to do
the post
that.
Office.
We are.
That's an untapped market right there. Post office radio.
That's right. You know, they're all postal talk all the time.
Yes.
Hey, everything else has been done. Why not try that?
It's 34 degrees and 63142.
where postal carrier Bob Thomas is out there right now. Bob, what's going on in 63132?
Text us from your zip code, right?
That's right. We have a Martian joke today, and there aren't a lot of Martian jokes, only a couple that I know of, so we'll bring you one today, and I'll tell you why as we get into this thing. We're brought to you by American Equity Mortgage. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not like Mark and Jason, but I would say, and I don't think most people would disagree with me, that one of the smart things you can do as soon as you can, you know, scratch up the down payment is get a house. Get yourself a home. Get your own home. Now, there's somebody scratching up money right now. That doesn't apply to people who are going to move around. If you're in the military, you're at Scott Air Force Base right now, next year you'll be who knows where. Maybe doesn't apply. Renting is probably a good idea. But getting a house gives you... I don't know. It's like a sense of pride. It's the American dream. You have your own home. That piece of land you're on is your piece of the earth, of the United States. It also frees you from nasty landlords who tell you what you can and can't do with your house. It's a terrific tax deduction. Most of your payment for quite a while is going to be interest, and that interest is tax deductible. One of the few remaining great tax deductions for the average American. And then there's that equity thing. The fact that the equity you have in that house allows you to borrow money at more than reasonable rates, because that's where they are now. They're beyond reasonable. They're still very, very low. And some people aren't smart about borrowing money. All they care about is, can I get this amount of money and how fast can I get it? And they don't bother to look at what they've gotten themselves into when it comes to the rate they're going to pay that money back. Be smart. Use that equity to borrow money to pay for things that you need, as opposed to taking out some other kind of loan you'll be sorry for. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878 $99.99, or you can go to AmericanEquity.com. You know what I watched last night and didn't mean to, but I watched the whole thing, and I found things in it. It's when I tell you what it is, it's the kind of movie that if you watch it six or seven times, you'll still pick out things that will remind you how clever this idea was. The original Back to the Future.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. I can almost recite that whole movie.
I love that.
And you know what? I watched it yesterday. I thought, why have I not watched this again sooner than this? What a brilliant script. Because when you realize how whoever it was that wrote it, came up with this idea, was able to... What's the thought process? Do you sit down and go, okay, it's the story of a guy, a kid who's friends with a guy who's a wild, crazy, mad scientist, and he invents a car, that'll go into the future. But the way they were able to, it was just, it's ingenious.
No, the casting was amazing. I mean, Christopher Lloyd and
Crispin Glover. Yes. I watched that Crispin Glover again, and I thought, why did this guy not do anything really beyond Back to the Future?
Maybe he really was that bizarre.
Because that's the only character he has, is that weird, McFly character.
And Biff.
Was great.
The guy that plays Biff.
He had no real acting career after that.
No, and I've only seen him in a couple things, and he's only had, like, bit parts and stuff. It's like, oh, that's...
For as big as that movie
he's
was.
He's a comedian now. Stand-up
comedian. Yeah, well, okay, yeah. But
a lot of his material, I think, is Back to the Future related.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no kidding.
What else are you going to do?
Yeah, let me see. I wonder if anywhere in his act he goes, what are you looking at, butthead? But I watched that thing, and I really enjoyed watching it. It's like I had never seen it, but I had. And even though I knew where it was headed and where it was going to end, man, I picked out little things. I go, I forgot how clever that was. You know, when Marty McFly goes in that soda fountain, and he says, I'll have a tab. And the guy goes, well, yeah, you'll get a tab once you buy something. And he goes, okay, I have a Pepsi free. Hey, pal, you want Pepsi, you're going to pay for it.
Yeah. All right, give me something with no sugar, and he gives him coffee.
It doesn't go 60 seconds without something really clever being in there. And then that Christopher Lloyd, I mean, how perfect was that casting?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I spoke with him this morning. I got him on a satellite after I had watched that, because I thought, I'm going to call up Christopher Lloyd. And sure enough, KTRS has... What a list of I mean, just boom, we network, we got it. You name them, we can get in touch with them. So I get him, and I said, Christopher, Dr. Emmett Brown, what a great character. Have you ever played any character that was more fun than that? Here's what he said.
Well, maybe Jim from Taxi was fun, but when I got to say 1.21 gigawatts, that was the highlight.
Thomas F. Wilson, that's the name of Biff. He actually has a very funny, I brought it up here on YouTube, I'll play it.
I've seen it.
It's his Back to the Future song that he sings?
Yes, yes. Doesn't he play guitar and sing it?
Yes, yeah. It's here, I'll play it here, it's funny.
When I'm flying in a plane or I'm on the street, there's a lot of famous people that I like to meet. They shake my hand and never ask my name, and they start asking questions that are always the same. Hey, what's Michael J. Fox like? He's nice. What's Michael J. Fox like? Nice guy. What's Michael J. Fox like? He's an alien. Stop asking me the question.
You know he gets that.
I went to the bar mitzvah of my nephew Josh. Now I'm not Jewish, but I like to nosh. Put on my yarmulke, started to pray. When the rabbi leaned over and I heard him say, hey, was that real manure? No, it wasn't. Was that real manure? No, was that real manure? It's a movie. Stop asking me the question. Can we take your picture? Come on, look mean. Would you call my friend a butthead on his answering machine? Hey, questions, questions, just fill my head. I went to my doctor. My doctor said, hey, what does a key grip do? Set up lights. What does the best boy do? Help the key grip. What does a producer do? I don't know. Stop asking me the question. Do you all hang out together? No, we don't. How's Crispin Glover? Never talk to him. Back to the Future 4. Not happening. Stop asking me the question. Hey, who's the nicest famous guy you know? Adam Sandler. Who is the biggest jerk? Gary Busey. How much money do you make? More than you do. So stop asking me the question. Thanks a lot, everybody.
That is funny. You know what? I haven't heard that for a couple of years. That's funny.
That is
really funny. But I'll bet that's it. You just played the funniest thing that guy does.
Right.
Right there. And in the song, it brings up an interesting question. I wonder if he is able to live the rest of his life off of that role. I'm going to say no.
Well, apparently not. He's doing stand-up comedy.
Yeah, he doesn't get any big fat residual checks from,
that was all their probably first movie. I mean, I'm sure they didn't have back-end deals.
It's a fantastic
movie. I'll watch that movie every time it's on.
Yeah.
If I see it's on,
if you stop there, you're stuck. You're not going to be able to not watch. And that awkwardness of his mom having the hots for him,
oh,
it's just funny. Everything about it's funny.
Calvin.
Yeah.
Calvin Klein. See, how clever. And then, how clever is that?
And then when she kisses him, I don't know what it is. But
it's like you're my brother.
Yeah.
Now, see, I wouldn't know any of those lines if I hadn't just watched it. You remember stuff for 20 years.
Yeah.
And by the way, you know how that movie is?
How, 80, it was like 85.
1985. So.
Yes. Yeah. It'll be 30 years old next year.
That's
unbelievable.
Crazy. Do you remember the date when he went back in time?
Okay, hang on. It was 1955. November 5th, 1955? It was 1955.
Yeah.
November something.
I think it was November. I think it was November 22nd. Now I got confused. Now.
Yeah, that's November of 55.
Uh-oh, Colin knows it. He just told me in my ear. October 26th.
26th.
October
26th. January 26th, which is 11 days from now, and this is going to be huge. The Grammys Lifetime Achievement Awards, Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr will perform together.
Wow.
You talk about a giant audience.
That'll be awesome.
No kidding. I don't think that's, has that ever happened? That since the Beatles broke up?
I don't think so.
Any of those guys got together? Jim Beam is a bourbon maker in Kentucky, and it looks like Jim Beam is now a Japanese bourbon, bought or soon to be bought by the Suntory Holdings Company. For $13.6 billion.
Whoa. So now it's going to be Jim Beam?
No, Dan. There's no R.
That doesn't work.
See, it doesn't make sense.
Oh.
It doesn't work. And there was a Jim Beam, by the way. It was started by James B.
It's Beam. Wang Beam now.
Wang Beam.
Well, in this article, by the way, Jim Beam also, under that brand, they're buying not just Jim Beam bourbon, but Courvoisier Cognac. I hope I pronounced it right.
Courvoisier,
thank you. Maker's Mark, that's a Jim Beam. They own that now, too. Pinnacle Vodka, Sauza Tequila, Canadian Club Whiskey, and Teacher's Scotch Whiskey. Where'd they get that name? Teachers, like teachers are drunks or something?
All right, class.
Oh, that's Teacher Scotch.
Yeah.
So in the article, it says that it's going to be very, very important for this Japanese company, Suntory, to not forget the American roots of Jim Beam, produced in Kentucky, linked to seven generations of the Beam family, and they're warning them, don't mess with that. Now, we've watched over the last few years other companies that were, well, look at Anheuser-Busch, InBev, okay? 7-Eleven is now owned by the Japanese. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, 7-Eleven is a Japanese company now. The Chrysler Building in New York, the famous Chrysler Building, is owned by the Abu Dhabi Investment Council. And Chrysler itself is now an Italian car. It's owned by Fiat.
Wow.
Chrysler is a Fiat. Okay. I was able this morning earlier by satellite to speak with Ting Tong Hua, who is one of the executive vice presidents with Suntory, about the purchase of Jim Beam. Here's a little what he had to say. And I speak fluent Japanese. I will translate. We are thrilled to be the stewards of a seven-generation iconic brand like Jim Beam. Jim Beam bourbon goes great with our cocoa bread. Yokohama Ikkyo, one of our senior vice presidents, made this deal possible. We are grateful to him for that. We have been sampling much of the Jim Beam products, which may be a reason for the slight slur in my words.
Oh.
Wow.
Ting Tong Zing.
Ting Tong who?
I don't know. I forgot his name. I should have written it down. I didn't write his name down. Speaking of Asia, there's a company. This is not a joke. This is a true story. It's a Chinese company, and they have rewarded. It's out of Shanghai. They have rewarded their best employee with a night with a porn actress.
Hey.
Now let me just tell you something. If the management at KTRS is listening, just think about this. The actress appeared at a dinner they had as a special guest, and then they made the announcement that here, this so-and-so is the employee of the year, a man, obviously. And fans were able to take photographs with this porn star, and then the big announcement that the best employee would be spending the entire night with this actress.
Mm. Yeah.
This is the way you get a company motivated.
Was this guy married?
Well, that's a good question. It said some people questioned the company's stand on morality, but they said it's common for established companies in China to dole out lots of cash and cars and lavish gifts to outstanding workers. KTRS management, if you're listening, think what this would do for sales, how sales would skyrocket if the sales department at the station, or even people on the air, motivation to get more listeners, get a bigger audience, if you said in a year we're going to have a dinner and make an announcement. And for the ladies, I don't. Who's the biggest name in porn male actor? Who would that be? I don't know.
What's his
name? No, not Ron Jeremy. He's a sleazebag.
I don't know who it is. Who it is now? Did you get a chance to interview that guy?
Who?
The guy that won.
Yes, I did. The guy that won the night with the porn.
Really?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I'll play a little of it for you. Here it is. I do speak fluent also Chinese.
Wow.
Here it is, a little bit of it.
Oh, Colin, just
I am so glad that I am not married. Because if I were married, this would probably be the end of my marriage. I have a slight heart condition. I will be sure to take nitroglycerin tablets because I want to keep up and make this night last as long as possible. I will be forever grateful to my company.
That didn't sound Chinese at all.
No,
it didn't.
Well,
he'd been out with the Jim Beam guy, and he had a lot to drink, so his accent was all...
It couldn't sound like Japanese. Those are two different languages.
No. Well, you think I don't know that? I speak both those languages. What are you talking about? Who do you think you're talking to here? And again, it looks like poor KTRS is the only one lagging behind here. Here's a story, WOIO Television in Cleveland, Ohio. This is a huge story. A guy named Kevin Flanagan. He's a salesperson for the TV station in Cleveland. 19 Action News. He's suing them. He wants $35,000 because he was exposed to some bad behavior at that TV station. He said that some of the management people at that TV station, in order to keep advertisers, were taking them out, getting them drunk, and performing sexual things on them.
Oh.
Again, KTRS management, are you paying attention? Do you want to keep advertisers?
Yeah.
You might want to listen to this.
How big of a schedule you want? All right.
He said, in particular, this woman, what is her name here? She's a sales manager. And he said that Deborah Pando, she preferred the company of women over men, so she discriminated against men, and that she and other employees provided sexual favors to get new advertisers or to lock in existing advertisers. Mm. Said that she performed oral sex on a client to convince the client to stay on the air with them. Now, I'm not saying this is how we should do business. I'm just putting it out there. And I'm not saying it's a good idea. I'm just saying this is how some people are doing business. And by the way, if they lose the lawsuit, it's only for $35,000. What if they got $400,000 worth of business out of that, you know, and they lose $35,000? You got to look at the numbers. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Now, as you know, Richard Branson and Virgin whatever Airlines, he's for years been working on this independent, not government associated in any way, but private trip to, I guess, Mars. And people have put these deposits. You see that? Like a lot of people have put down $250,000 to be the first to go to Mars and not come back. You know that story.
Yeah.
It's not a joke. There are lots of people who have put down big money and said, we'll go to Mars and never return. We want to be the first people to colonize Mars. So this joke takes place in the year 2060. And it's a couple, Mike and Maureen, and they have landed on Mars. And they're so excited. And they meet a Martian couple. So they have so many questions, and they go out to dinner with this Martian couple, and they're asking them all kinds of things, like, do you have a stock market here on Mars? What kind of computers do you use? How do you make money? What does your money look like on Mars? What do most people do for a living? Blah, 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 blah. And it's really just a great evening, the first night with Mike and Maureen and this Martian couple. And they have several drinks of this Martian alcoholic beverage. I don't know what they're drinking, but they get all loopy. And next thing you know, they're talking about sex. And Maureen asks the Martian couple, how do you guys do it? Do you do it like we do it? And the Martian man says, well, I have a suggestion. Why don't we swap for tonight? And Maureen looks at her husband, Mike, and she says, hey, they're drunk. I mean, he's drunk, she's drunk. And he says, yeah, why not? So they go off. The Martian man goes off with Maureen, and Mike, her husband, goes off into a bedroom with the Martian woman. They're curious about how these people perform. And Maureen gets in the bedroom, and this Martian guy drops his pants, and his wiener is like a half inch long. Dan, show him what I'm talking about.
Okay. Sure. There
you go. And she says to the Martian man, she says, I am sorry, this is not going to work. And the Martian guy says, why? She says, well, it's not long enough. Look at that. It's like a nub. And he says, oh, I'll take care of that. And he reaches up, and he slaps himself on the forehead real hard with the palm of his hand, and it's an inch longer. And he slaps himself on the forehead again. It's another inch longer. Yeah. And again, it's another inch longer. She says, whoa. She says, that is very impressive, but it's still like the width of a pencil. It's so skinny. He said, no problem. And he reaches up and he pulls on his own ears. And as he does, it just thickens. And he pulls his ears again and it thickens some more. Now this guy is enormous. And they go at it, and it's unbelievable. So the next morning, Mike and Maureen are leaving, saying goodbye, thank you, to the Martian couple. And Mike looks at his wife and goes, well, how did he go? She says, "Hey," she says, don't take this the wrong way. You're my husband, and I love you, but you asked me. It was unbelievable. She said, I've never experienced ecstasy like I did with that Martian guy. How about you? He said, no, it was horrible. Horrible. She says, what do you mean? He says, I have got a terrible headache. All this Martian chick kept doing all night was slapping me in the forehead and pulling my ears.
Here's the guy that smacks himself in the head all the time and pulls his ears. Here's Tim Wiley with a look at traffic.
All right, Dan. We had a reported stall on northbound 55 right at Highway 44. It may have been cleared by now. That's been about 5 or 10 minutes. But we do have slow traffic on eastbound 270 from McDonald through New Florist. And southbound 270, slow pockets, Olive down through Doherty Ferry. On northbound 170, slow Natural Bridge through Airport Road. Southbound 170, pretty stopped up between Olive and Highway 40. On westbound 70, you'll be slow through Jennings Station and Lucas and Hunt. And then heavier between 70 and Air Flight. Westbound 44 slows from Grand through Hampton, and then the right lanes are pretty stopped up between Lindbergh and Highway 270, and southbound 55, it's heavy now between Weber Road and Lindbergh. And this traffic report brought to you by TaxAct.com, where your federal taxes are free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. TaxAct.com. You got this? From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550. Uniquely live and local.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
What's your New Year's resolution? Is it to pay off your credit cards? Is it to lower your mortgage payment? At Golden Oak Lending, you can do both.
It's a new year, and Golden Oak Lending can help you get a fresh start. This is Bob Ellman. Interest rates are so low right now, it's in your best interest to call us and refinance your mortgage.
Call today and lock in a low 3.5% fixed mortgage. Call 314-567-GOLD.
A lower rate will lower your monthly payment, and if you'd like, you can access a portion of your home's equity free to pay off credit cards.
It's no fun accumulating crazy credit card interest. Consolidate now and get 3.5%. Call 567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Call Golden Oak Lending. We'll help you get a lower rate.
Golden Oak Lending, short my
NMLS 1149.37, conventional 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.922 with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, 63146.
It's a sad reality that in St. Louis today, we are in the grips of a heroin epidemic. And it's not the 50-year-old lifelong drug addict that's addicted. We're seeing high school kids, we're seeing college kids from middle-class backgrounds getting hooked up and addicted to heroin. Where do you turn for help? ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America, because at ARCA, they use a drug called naltrexone and Vivitrol that was approved by the FDA back in the 80s. This drug was designed specifically to help with drug and alcohol dependency. It's non-addictive and it blocks the cravings. The results are nothing short of amazing. At ARCA, now covered by most major insurance carriers, has inpatient and outpatient counseling that is designed specifically for the addict and to get you back up on your feet. To find out more, 314-645-6840. That's 314-645-6840 or ARCAMidwest.com.
My name is Janet. When it was time to find assisted living for my 85-year-old mother, I was giving numerous recommendations and I'd felt totally overwhelmed. I had visited so many communities, they started to blur together. It wasn't until I visited Brooking Park that I found Mom's new home. From the moment I walked in the front door, I was put at ease in a way that was reassuring and helpful. Everyone was open and friendly, and I knew the atmosphere would be perfect for my mother. Best of all was my mom's reaction. I was surprised at how quickly Brooking Park became her home and her new family.
If you have a loved one who needs a little help maintaining their independence, call Brooking Park at 314-576-5545 or visit brookingpark.org today to see why it ranks among the top-tier nursing homes by U.S. News & World Report.
She made new friends immediately. It's her home.
Brooking Park, an equal opportunity senior community, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors System.
Mom is incredibly happy at Brooking Park.
An RV may seem like a grown-up version of a playhouse, but it's a real second home, complete with kitchen, bathroom, bedroom, and slide-out rooms which expand your living space. You simply can't imagine until you look inside. Whether it's a motorhome, a luxury fifth wheel, or a lightweight trailer designed for downsized utility vehicles, Byerly offers the best value in RVs. Step inside a Byerly RV and discover a whole new world. Wherever you go, you're always at home in a Byerly RV.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family, show them you care.
For the rest of your life, you gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
This is Scott Sherman, host of The Night Shift. For years, you've heard me talk about the St. Louis Home Retention Group. Over 90% success rate. They've helped over 500 area families just like mine not only save money, but save their homes from foreclosure. They're specialists in home retention and foreclosure prevention. Steve Scallarin, why should folks call you?
Well, I think, Scott, there's a couple of reasons, but primarily here in the St. Louis area, you can come and sit down with us face-to-face. You're not going to get a phone call from somebody who says they're from Florida or California or whatever. So we have to be credible, and we have to be able to support what we say to you. We have to provide exactly the services say that we're going to. But other than that, we're very committed. We're very dedicated to what we do. We're members of this community, and we're going to provide that service for anybody who needs it here in St. Louis area.
And Steve, best way for folks to contact you?
636-527-5121 or stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
St. Louis Home Retention Group. Saving homes one family at a time.
Experience dining at its finest during the 5th annual Clayton Restaurant Week, January 20th through January 26th, presented by Stella Artois, Stella Artois Cidra, and Goose Island Matilda. Enjoy a three-course dinner for just $25 plus tax and tip at any of the 18 participating restaurants like CJ Muggs, Cardwell's, Coastal, The Crossing, and Crushed Red. Visit ClaytonRestaurantWeek.com for more details and to view restaurant menus. Clayton Restaurant Week January 20th through the 26th.
At St. Louis Bread Company, try the Mediterranean Wild Salmon Couscous Salad, topped with tender wild sockeye salmon fillets. Available at participating St. Louis Bread Company bakery cafes.
Hi, everybody. Terry Hall here. Happy New Year. Hey, This Week in Real Estate is now this Sunday from 1 until 3 in the afternoon. But all the rest of the week, I help people like you buy and sell homes. So if you need help in 2014 buying or selling a home, call me, Terry Hall, at 314-220-0524. That's 220-0524. Or just listen to This Week in Real Estate, Sundays from 1 until 3, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Out there in California wishing he could dip into this 14-degree weather tomorrow night. Well, too bad. You can't have any. His name is Mike Evans, and he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. I have a suggestion for you if you go to Annie Gunn's for dinner. For an appetizer, and there aren't many places you can find this, potato pancakes with applewood bacon. Oh, my goodness. I know. I'm hungry, too. Annie Gunn's Smokehouse Restaurant, Chesterfield Valley, proud to present Mike Evans.
Give it in.
How's it going?
Anyway.
No.
How you doing, man?
Doing good.
Take care of your business?
Take care of business.
Mm. Ah, damn. Pockley's question, good afternoon, St. Louis. Name the name of the celebrity who has acquired a lot of Michael Jackson personal effects and wants to open a Michael Jackson museum.
Oh, I hope they do.
Lady Gaga. Madonna.
No.
Or Ryan Seacrest. Anyway.
Nope.
Love Nuggets. Johnny Depp and Amanda Heard are not planning to get married anytime soon, but they are talking about having a baby.
Wait, hold on. Wait a second. You can't have a baby if you're not married,
oh,
can
that's
you?
That's right.
Can you?
That's crazy.
I was brought up anyway.
Law, I think.
I think it is.
Something like that. Johnny already has two children, but wait a minute, he wasn't married to that woman either.
Well, he's a real lawbreaker.
Something going on. And then there's Charlie Theron.
Oh, yeah. Man.
And Sean Penn, who've been dating for about 6 months now, no longer keeping it a secret, and Charlize believes that Sean should run for public office. And there are a lot of others that agree after Sean's hands-on 2 years campaign helping the refugees of Haiti. Maybe there's more to Sean Penn than we know, but he's still left of Fidel Castro, so I'll just leave it
but
at that.
But doesn't he always look like he's really mad to
he
you?
He does.
He just
looks like
does.
He just piss off at the world.
Yeah.
TV News, Queen Latifah.
I don't get her too much.
I wouldn't think so.
No.
Oh,
that's right. As
she
came
refuses
out.
To. Well,
no. I thought she came out.
No, she refuses to answer any questions about her personal life.
Well, what is that?
Gay. She's told.
Hold on.
She's admitted she's
wait a second. What does that tell you if somebody goes, "I'd rather"?
Exactly.
I mean
it's essentially
that means
saying
you're
yes,
gay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Queen Latifah's syndicated show has been picked up for another season. She makes about $10 million a year doing this.
That's not enough.
And to save money, she has fired a bunch of the staffers who work on the show because they were making $18 an hour.
To save money.
I don't blame her.
Unbelievable. Jimmy Fallon and his New York staff are working 24/7 getting ready for next month's all-new Tonight Show, and there are no zero, zip, zilch, Jay Leno staff holdovers. Wow. Everybody's let go. I can't believe they're moving it to New York again. I mean, it just seems wrong to me. The NAACP is crying foul because they say out of 51 Golden Globe presenters, only 4 were black. They're talking about suing NBC and the Golden Globes.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Yeah, it'll feel that the blacks were treated right. Prejudice. Prejudice.
Wow.
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, man.
Will appear in a Super Bowl ad for the SodaStream company. And this company is based, their headquarters is in Israel. Their factories are in Israel. And this has outraged some radical Palestinians who are now threatening to kill Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, my goodness.
For being a spokesperson for this company that's based out of Israel.
Wow.
That's strong.
Oh, that is huge. Very strong. You don't have to be radical to think that way, do you?
No.
No, it's pretty normal. Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Gropinator. And Maria Shriver, who, when she was young, was kind of cute, kind of looks skeletonish now.
Skeletor.
She looks like she needs to eat something.
You know, I never thought they were particularly good-looking people. However.
And there's always a however in life.
Their 24-year-old daughter, Catherine, is truly one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life.
I got a nasty email a couple of years ago because I said Maria Shriver looked like the sunken skeleton or whatever. And this person said, you know, how dare you? And then they started on her mother started Special Olympics. Well, that has nothing to do with how she looks that her mother did. Her mother did some great things. But I'm with you. And the funny
thing is, her mother had a skeleton look to her, too.
She did. And the funny thing about Maria Shriver is she's so close to being hot, if that makes sense.
Yes,
she's almost.
And Maria Shriver is a wonderful lady. Yeah. I mean, she's a great mom. But hey, you know, I got skin damage, and my face looks like I got leprosy. But there's nothing I can do about that. Doesn't change who I am.
Yeah, when she was fluffier, she was definitely more attractive.
What are you laughing about?
Nothing. You said you look like you have leprosy. It's just funny to me.
Yeah, well, glad you get a kick out of that. Tubby.
Oh, wow.
What?
All right.
Wow.
Well, see, you said something about yourself. I reacted. Then you said something nasty about me.
Man.
I didn't say anything. I didn't
say
anything bad about you.
I didn't say anything bad about you. He's a better athlete than I am.
Uncalled for.
A better athlete.
Unnecessary. Edit
it all. Last time I played tennis with Frank O'Pinion, he beat me, took my money.
Peon, edit out all the hate.
All right, I'll take
edit the hate out.
Oh, I got some hate. You want some hate?
No, we'll edit that out, too.
Anyway.
Nope.
No.
I thought I'd get that one.
No.
New besties, best friends, Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
And it's Amy Adams. Yeah. They made a couple of movies together, now they're the best of friends. Also, best friends who admit that they love to surf together, golf together, smoke pot together, Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey.
I don't believe the pot-smoking thing about Woody Harrelson.
Huh?
I refuse to believe that. It's against
the
law.
Did you see their new show, that True Detectives on HBO?
Not yet. I heard it's good.
Beauty show that. Yeah. Oh, it's really good, yeah. I mean, I really enjoyed it. And Kanye West is being investigated again on another charge of battery.
That's
beating
a lie.
Up somebody.
Another lie.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. Anyway.
Nope.
No.
And finally. Spent millions of dollars buying Michael Jackson stuff, clothes, and also a lot of the stuff that went on sale from Neverland. Who is trying to buy enough stuff to build a Michael Jackson museum? Lady Gaga, Madonna, Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, man. I'm going to go with Madonna.
Ryan Seacrest.
I'm going to go Seacrest. He's the entrepreneur of all entrepreneurs. I'd say he would jump on this.
Oh, you stupid, ignorant slunts. Lady Gaga.
I told you.
Heaven, see ya.
Well, I hope everybody heard what he did to me.
Who is Queen Latifah?
Queen what? What'd
you say? Latifah?
You know what he said?
He always does that.
Yeah, but you can't correct
him. No, that's why I have to do it after he's gone.
And then you heard what he did to me. He called me Tubby.
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't say a word about him. He said, I look like I have leprosy.
I found
that funny. I laughed. And then he goes, Tubby.
Yeah.
I thought those nasty days were behind.
No, I guess not.
Apparently not.
That hurt me. I'm going to tell you that. We're coming right back. Sorry. Big 550 KTRS.
All right, let's see how traffic's moving. Here's Tim Weiland. Apparently, Tim was heard about that, too.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to do...
Wow.
Jackson, Thursday morning on McGraw Live. News, traffic, weather, and sports. Plus, we'll tell you about a new push to honor great musicians and a local author details the rise and fall of the Bush family in Bitter Brew. Join us between 6 and 10 a.m. on Thursday morning on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, Tim was in the back pouting, and he was mad about what Mike Evans said about Frank. So here he is now to give you traffic, Tim.
Hey, on westbound 44 before Vandeventer, you've got an accident. It's blocking the left lane, and traffic is backed up at Jefferson. We also have another accident on westbound 70 before Riverview that's got the right lane blocked. Everything is starting to thin out. Eastbound 270, just heavy now from Lindbergh through 170. You're slow on southbound 270 from Olive down through Doherty Ferry, just in a couple of pockets there. Westbound 40, still slow, though, between Kings Highway, McCausland, 270 through Mason, and then from Long Road out to the Boone Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by TaxAct.com, where your federal taxes are free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. TaxAct.com. You got this. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
K-Bova Realty, family-owned, big enough to provide excellent service, small enough to care. Find Kay at www.sellingstlewis.com.
At St. Louis Bread Company, try the Mediterranean Wild Salmon Couscous Salad, topped with tender wild sockeye salmon fillets. Available at participating St. Louis Bread Company bakery cafes.
Got an email from a listener that says, I wish the guy with non-24 would finally get some sleep or just take a dirt nap.
Oh, wow, man. A dirt nap.
I'm telling you, it's a mean day today.
Man.
Everybody's mean. Mike Evans and that guy. Hey, thanks for being with us. We'll do it again tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
He was just an amazing little boy.
Family members of a murdered 3-year-old boy speak out tonight about the crime as the community gathers for a vigil to remember the child. A 2-day search at a Metro East house following the death of the elderly woman who lived there, what police say they found. A gray wolf killed in southeast Missouri, why the State Department of Conservation is taking notice.
First at 6, a 3-year-old who brought joy to his relatives is being remembered tonight. His mother's boyfriend is charged with beating him to death. Fox 2's Betsy Bruce reports the mother is locked up on child endangerment charges. Betsy joins us now from the church vigil in Wellston. Betsy.
Well, Sandy, there is great heartbreak here tonight at the Wagner Avenue Church of Christ. A happy little boy was taken from relatives who really remain puzzled over what actually happened inside a St. Louis Housing Authority.